Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. We'll be here with a new episode for you right after this quick note. Bet Online is your number one source for all of your summer sports this season. From MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All of the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or on your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts. Hey everybody, James Williams here for the Believe in UCLA Football Podcast. Just wanted to come in, drop a quick episode. A lot of stuff kind of going on. And today's only Thursday, right? I was just about to head out. I'm getting ready to go to Coachella. I'm going to be reporting on the festival for the next couple days. But I did want to just come in, drop an episode. I do have some other news that we'll get to later regarding the podcast. I'll be sure to try and mention that at some point. But don't want to take too long here. I'll jump right into it. Jay Toya, the defensive lineman, the standout on this UCLA defense, is entering the transfer portal. Now, I've had heard talks and some different stuff about this being a possibility, so it did not come as a surprise to me when I did hear the news. I was not at practice today, obviously, like I said, getting ready for Coachella, but some of my colleagues that were out there were saying that Jay Toya was not at practice, and obviously that's a red flag in itself that he's not at practice. Now, it didn't necessarily mean he was going in the transfer portal, but it kind of meant he was going in the transfer portal because I mean, unless he had some sort of doctor's appointment or something, right, that he couldn't get out of. But it was a pretty sure that he was going to be entering the transfer portal. Like I said, there had kind of been some word about it before. But, it's official. He goes ahead just after 10:30 in the morning on Thursday, puts out a tweet that says the following: as I prepare to graduate from UCLA, after speaking with my parents and family, I have decided to enter the NCAA transfer portal as of last night. So something he obviously had spent some time thinking about. He had been going to spring practice, obviously up until this day. So it's kind of interesting. I mean, again, maybe not unexpected. Maybe he got a better NIL deal somewhere else. Remains to be seen. And maybe we'll hear a little bit more down the road here about what the NIL situation looks like for UCLA. Obviously on the basketball side, I believe they do have the number one transfer portal class. So they've been doing some good things there on the basketball front for men's basketball, but some football where there's more players, a bigger roster size, there's kind of a lot to distribute there in terms of NIL. So maybe this is a casualty of that. You do lose a guy like Jay Toya, and it's just a tough blow overall because of what he meant to that defense and where he fit in even last year. When he was there in the middle alongside the Murphy twins and Liatu Latu, obviously those guys headed for the NFL. I would imagine Jay Toya is going to be a guy who's going to be considered for the NFL next year. Just kind of at a quick glance, he was the guy on the UCLA roster that I thought for sure was probably going to be pointed as the guy who was going to maybe be the front runner as that guy who gets picked first off the UCLA roster next year, right? So obviously a big loss. A guy who had started multiple games here. Let me look at my notes real quick. I had it down. Yeah, Jay Choi is starting 24 of 38 games for UCLA. Obviously did come in after the spring. Actually, I think right before fall camp. I'm blanking on the year. That might have been 2020 because it was a COVID situation where he did enroll at USC and had spent some time there. I think most of the spring, I think Clay Helton was coach at the time and said he was even getting some first team reps as a true freshman. So, he's obviously he's a guy, right? I mean, he's just a guy in general, a guy that's going to do some big things wherever he's at. And obviously, if you're a true freshman and you're getting some first team reps, heck, even if you're on the second team for a big brand team like USC, it probably means something. But I remember Jay Choi saying at the time that because of COVID and the whole situation going on with that, he wasn't able to go to a lot of the visits like he wanted to. I don't think he'd visit UCLA. I think he wanted to. I think he did visit with Cal because he is a Northern California. No, he's not a Northern California guy. He's from Inglewood. But I believe he did go up to Cal, maybe hit Stanford or somewhere out that way as well, but wasn't able to make it out to UCLA. I think he did make it to USC, and which is why he enrolled there, if I remember that correctly. I may not have that all correctly, but I know he did enroll at USC, spent a semester there, and then went to UCLA. Not entirely sure, other than him saying he just didn't have a chance to visit other schools, what may have played into that decision there. But I'll put it to you this way. I would not rule out USC as an option for him this time around as well, right? So there's a couple destinations that come to mind for me, one being Texas, where I believe Johnny Nanton is the defensive coordinator. If I'm not mistaken, Johnny Nanton was the UCLA's defensive line coach for a year, maybe even the first year for Jay Toya. So maybe there's a relationship there. I don't know if Johnny Nanton, I can't remember off the top of my head. I know he was on the defense, obviously, Johnny Nanton, but he might have been the defensive line coach, if I remember that correctly. Did go to Arizona, right, and is now with Texas there, the Texas Longhorns. So maybe that's an option for Jay Toya, but also, again, I would not rule out USC. Obviously, the defensive coordinator, De'Anton Lynn, has since joined and become the defensive coordinator at USC. You know, and obviously you had John Humphreys and Jalen Ramsey follow over there. So, Kamari Ramsey, Kamari Ramsey going over there with John Humphrey to USC. So maybe Jay Toya is also fitting in there. I believe USC had a defensive lineman or two that decided to enter the transfer portal. So USC is coming off of a pretty big blow itself, I think. But they have they just have a good situation kind of going on there for the defensive line. I mean, heck, they had Aaron Donald. They brought in the guy who was coaching Aaron Donald at the Rams, right? They bring him in and he's kind of already had an impact. He's serving them crawfish and bringing Aaron Donald for some of these visits, right? And really attracting this 2025 class that's going to be coming in, getting some recruits that way. But maybe Jay Choi is looking at that from across the way here in LA and saying, hey, I want to be a part of that. I want to be in a spot where I'm being coached by a guy who's coached Aaron Donald. And hey, every once in a while, Aaron Donald is coming by onto campus, right? So maybe that's something that's appealing to Jay Choya. But yeah, it looks like it's just, you know, he wants to move on. Maybe there's a better opportunity he's aware of already. And that makes the decision a little bit easier for him. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with Jay Toya. Obviously, it'll be up to Keanu Williams and some of the others there on UCLA's defensive line to step up in the absence of Toya. Obviously, just that defensive line in general. You're already trying to replace the production of Liatu-Latu, the Murphy twins, Carl Jones. And now you're going to lose Jay Toya. A tough blow for this defense. And we'll see what they do. Obviously, it's still very early in the spring transfer portal window, so there is still some time to go ahead and bring in some guys, right? So we'll see how that kind of plays out. But tough blow losing Jay Toya And obviously this coming a day removed before you're supposed to have your Friday Night Lights practice, which is supposed to be a big event. Obviously, unfortunately, I'm not able to make it because I'll be at Coachella. But yeah, I mean, you kind of want a guy like Jay Toya there. When you have the fans there, you're bringing in these recruits, you want to look at a guy like Jay Toya and say, yeah, I can come to UCLA and potentially build a skill set and whatnot, much like a Jay Toya. But Jay Toya is just talented on his own, right? So tough blow, like I mentioned.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
But speaking of tough blows, things have not been really kind of going in the favor of UCLA this week. I don't know if coming back to reality is the right word, but you lose a guy. You lose a couple guys, right? You lose Troy Lieber, Donovan Pellott, and Hudson Hammermill to ACLs, with two of those happening in the same day. Last Saturday at practice, we saw those injuries occur. Just very unfortunate situations, right? Deshaun Foster did go ahead and confirm that they were ACLs. I mean, you just kind of knew, especially with Hudson Hammermill. That one was pretty significant just from the standpoint of they were kind of working some goal line situation there during some 11-on-11. As what happens usually with some of these ACL injuries, it's a non-contact injury. He kind of was almost wide open for a touchdown there in the goal line situation they were working, and he just goes down and you start hearing some screaming. And I kind of wasn't fully looking at Hudson when this happened, but you kind of think you're hearing a scuffle or something kind of happening, right? Maybe things are getting a little chippy, cause the Saturday practices are competitive, and all you see is Hudson down and he's obviously in some pain. You can hear it. You know, as I would have been, right? Just kind of freaked out by the whole thing. Just tough blow. They attended to him. The athletic trainers did, helped him up. He couldn't put any pressure on it, really, from what we were able to see. And you just kind of knew, right? Troy Lieber, on the other hand, about 30 minutes before Hudson, kind of went down too on the other field. Obviously, UCLA has two practice fields in their facility. I saw Troy go down on the other field. Didn't hear anything from him when he went down. And this was kind of like a one-on-one drill, I think, for special teams, right? More like stopping the guy from getting upfield. I think he was – I can't remember if he was the defender or the one running forward. I guess he would have been the one running forward. But all of a sudden, he's down. He gets attended to. He's getting helped up. Didn't really think it was an ACL at the time. I mean, just because it's kind of out of mind, right? And at this time, we didn't know Pellott was down with an ACL too. We just knew he was standing off to the side. So, yeah, you lose three guys there in a matter of a couple of days. And in the one case, you had Hudson and Troy both go down in the same day, about 30 minutes apart, if anything. So kind of a rough stretch there for UCLA. Just off the top of my head, I believe he had already mentioned tight end as a position, but Deshaun Foster did say when we were talking to the media, or when he was talking to the media, excuse me, said, I think tight end, running back, edge rusher, potentially a quarterback and a running back were going to be some things that they were going to explore in the transfer portal. Obviously, you can add defensive line to that mix now because they're going to need another defensive lineman. So they're going to have to be active in the portal. Foster made it out like it's, you know, they really were going to be active in the portal as it was, but now they really need to be active in the portal as you're looking for another tight end to go with Maliki Matavau and, you know, some of the other guys. Michael Churchage, I believe, is the other one there who will probably have to step up in that tight end role as well. I think you have Jack Peterson there. But I believe he was off to the side with an injury. But I don't know if that was too serious. I think he'll be back soon. So, yeah, just some kind of some tough blows for UCLA here when you just kind of sit here and think about it. So we'll see. We'll see how that stuff kind of plays out. Some good news, on the other hand, Ali Kaho, the linebacker who transferred from Alabama about 3 years ago now, is back. Dealt with some injuries that have really kind of kept him out the last two seasons. I believe he played the season opener for the 2023 season against Coastal Carolina, but didn't have much of a showing after that. He did play, I believe, a full season there, and I think that was 2021 was when he transferred in from Alabama and did really well as a reserve player. Is known for what he does on special teams with blocking kicks as well. I believe he did block one during his time, at least one during his time with UCLA. So, yeah, be good to get him back on the field. From, I think, what Josh Wood just told me, he might have even said it on the podcast, but talking to the UCLA coaches there, they're really excited to get Ali Kaho back, and that kind of fell in line with what I was getting from Deshaun Foster when we were talking to him. Wanted to take his time with Ali Kaho and not rush him back, right? Just really kind of, you know, just kind of let him go through the motions and get acclimated first before you rush him out there. But they felt he was good. They felt he was good to go. He felt he was good to go. And we'll see how things play out for him kind of going forward here. So that's really kind of all I have off the top of my head. Again, the Friday Night Lights practice. Maybe some of you guys are hearing this after that practice that has already happened. Maybe you're already hearing it, or maybe you're hearing it for the first time before the practice takes place. But it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. They're expected to have some bleachers there in the parking structure for fans to sit at. It's a free event, but check on the parking. I don't know if the parking is free. Double check that. Sounds like there's going to be a little bit of a carnival atmosphere. I believe it starts at 6 p.m. The practice starts at 7 p.m. There may be some more competitive periods. It's going to be kind of similar to what they're doing on a Saturday practice. So it's going to be a lot more upbeat, right? And I think if you haven't made it down to a UCLA football practice and you're looking to support this team and see what this team has to offer this year, you definitely obviously would want to try and make it out to that practice. I'm going to feel a little FOMO that I'm not going to be out there for that one because it's the first time, at least since I started covering the team in 2019. Since 2019, they haven't done a Friday Night Lights practice that I can recall. So, kind of a bummer that I'm missing out on that one. But it should be there for the spring game that's going to be coming up at the Rose Bowl the following week, next week. And obviously one or two of the practices leading up to that spring game. So still a lot of stuff kind of going on and to look forward to for UCLA football down to these final days of spring camp. So with that said, I'm going to kind of wrap things up here and get on out of here. But before I do, make sure you guys are checking us out on YouTube if you're not already. If you want to see these podcast episodes and kind of put a face to names or see kind of the different expressions or something that me and Josh are giving each other during some of these podcasts when we're looking at each other kind of crazy sometimes, you can catch all that over on the YouTube channel. Yeah. So make sure you guys are doing that. Leave a like, subscribe. And same thing with any of your favorite audio podcast platforms like you're listening to now. Make sure you like or subscribe or give us a 5-star review. Drop a question in with your 5-star review, and we'll look to answer that in the future on a future podcast episode. But yeah, also, let me see some other quick notes. I'm looking at my notebook here. We do have some big guests potentially coming up here. I say potentially because things can happen. Things are subject to change, as they say. But as of right now, we're looking at two good guests for next week. So the next two podcasts you hear on the Believe in UCLA Football podcast, but should be some pretty significant guests that I think you guys will enjoy. So I want you guys to be excited and look out for those. Obviously, there's several other ways you can support the podcast as well. Make sure you tell your friends about the podcast. Tell your favorite UCLA fans about the fans or friends or anybody that you know who are fans of UCLA football. Obviously, let them know. But then we also have some links down in the description on the audio podcast. I should start putting them in on the YouTube feed as well. Go ahead, buy a shirt and wear those out at the Rose Bowl for the spring game or even out for some home games here. For the upcoming season, right? We would appreciate it. Some of those proceeds, if not most of those proceeds, actually go back to supporting the podcast that you guys are listening to and that you guys enjoy. So, yeah, thank you guys so much. Again, just wanted to come in, drop a quick episode with some quick updates on what's going on with the roster as things stand. If anything comes up along the way, I will be tweeting that stuff out. Make sure you guys follow me at JHW Reporter. And, yeah. We'll see how things go, and I'll catch you guys next week with some big guests as well. So until then, I'll catch you guys in the next one. This is the Believe in UCLA Football podcast presented by Bet Online.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, you'll want to invite everyone over, from book club to the fantasy league, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.